You are Locked On Lions, your daily Detroit Lions podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome, everybody. Locked On Lions, Locked On Podcast, a network your team every day on this Wednesday, December 9th, and a Thursday, December 10th. Tomorrow, the Locked On crossover with Peter Bukowski from Locked On Packers will get into Green Bay and how good they look at 9-3 coming up tomorrow. Today's show brought to you by Pepsi, made for football watching. Thanks to a lack of natural athleticism or commitment or overbearing sports parents, fewer than 1% of 1% of 1% of people will ever play professional football. But instead of entering the NFL, they've joined another league, the League of Football Watchers. This football season will be different, and Pepsi is here to get you ready for game day no matter how you watch. Pepsi, made for football watching. Coming up on the show today, yes, a former NFL coach is reportedly somebody to consider for the vacant head coaching opportunities that are present right now. That, according to Daniel Jeremiah, we'll tell you who that coach is coming up. And I have a comparison between this coach and a former Lions head coach. We will do that coming up on the show. Also, Daryl Bevel, man, I got to be honest. Daryl Bevel is just, the guy's a prince. He's fantastic. He is absolutely a terrific guy. So I want to talk about Daryl Bevel, what he said today. It was very, very interesting. We will do that coming up momentarily. Also, my prediction from yesterday, I'm walking back on, and I'm getting called out by some friends of mine for it. But I'll explain all that coming up today on Locked On Lions, and an injury update, certainly, as well. DeAndre Swift, good news. Kenny Golladay, not so much. If you are new to the show, welcome in. We talk Detroit Lions football with you. We are with you after every game. Don't forget, Sunday's game is a later game, a 4:25 game. I haven't seen yet who's calling this game. Is this a Joe Buck? Could it be possible that Joe Buck and Troy Aikman are coming to Detroit to do this game? Or are they doing the Giants and Arizona game? Where Mike Foss, who is my buddy from Channel 7, he always usually tweets out, who's on the call for some of these games. And I'm looking to see if Mike Foss has put it on his Twitter page yet as we speak. Because I have not seen yet who is on the call for the Lions game yet this Sunday. I don't see Mike. I haven't seen Mike put that out there yet. I'm going to have to do some research and get that out to the listeners. But if you're new to the show, welcome in. You can follow us on Twitter at Derry Speaks, D-E-R-Y Speaks, at Locked On Lions, and also the Matt Derry Facebook fan page as well. I said yesterday on the show that I have this weird, sneaking, weird feeling that the Honolulu Blue and Silver Warriors are going to somehow are going to somehow win Sunday against the Packers. Now, remember, the Lions can play spoiler this week because the Packers clinch the NFC North title this Sunday if they win and Minnesota loses or ties. All right, so that's possible that this Sunday the Lions could play spoiler because Minnesota, the Vikings, play Tampa Bay and Tampa Bay. So that's going to be a tough game. But here come the Packers at 4:25 on Sunday, and I said this yesterday on the show, that I have a weird feeling that the Lions, under the now invigorated Daryl Bevel, are going to win the football game this weekend. And I've got friends like, are you crazy? I got a buddy that says, you want to bet me $100? Like, everything. Vegas, this spread opened as a 7-point favorite for Green Bay on the road. Now, some sports books, including Circa Sports, our buddy Derek Stevens, and also the Wynn Casino, have the spread moving all the way from 7 to 8. So up a full point. Of course, the Lions likely won't have Jeffrey Okuda. He didn't practice today. They don't have Desmond Trufant. And they're going up against the number one passing offense in the NFC, Aaron Rodgers, Devontae Adams, and that group. Can I take back my prediction? Can I be like, I was drunk yesterday, or I was saying something stupid? Now, I wasn't drunk, but I think the Lions are going to play well. I think the Lions are going to have some juice. But are they going to go the full Monty here and win? I might have to take that back. But it would just be so Lions, right? The Lions' schedule is like the toughest schedule left in the entire NFL. Green Bay, Tennessee, Tampa, and Minnesota, all pretty good football teams. Three of those four teams are in the playoffs right now. Two of those four teams are division leaders right now. So it's going to be very difficult for the Lions to make this magical run, run the table, somehow upend Arizona and get like this the third wild card spot. And Daryl Bevel keeps his job, and Rod Wood and Mike Disner run the team. It'll be Disner world. Okay? Of course that's not going to happen. But it would never surprise Lions fans who are waiting for a search for a coach, waiting for a search for a general manager, and wanting to start over. I got fans tweeting me today at Derry Speaks, D-E-R-Y Speaks, at Lockdown Lions, Matt Derry Facebook fan page, about quarterbacks. What about Trey Lance? What about Kyle Trask? What about the kid from BYU? I never remember his name. I'm getting that daily now from Lions fans. But yeah, the Lions could play spoiler this weekend. And I think they're going to play a good football game. Do I think they're going to win? I said yesterday, maybe I'm picking this. You know? Maybe I should. I don't know. Maurice Mack tweeted me today and said the Lions should look at James Franklin as head coach. James Franklin? Ay, ay, ay. No. No. N-O, no to James Franklin, who was semi-resurrected the Bengals situation, but I don't know about James Franklin, right? I mean, that would be a little... If you ever watch him, he doesn't do a great job as a game coach, James Franklin. He makes a lot of mistakes in-game. Zach Wilson is the quarterback at BYU. I don't know. Would I be crazy to be predicting the Lions? I think they're going to play well. They didn't even play that well last Sunday, and they won under Daryl Bevel. They could play better. They gave up 30 points to that awful Bears team. But the Packers could drop 50 on them this weekend, the way Green Bay's offense is playing. Their offense is excellent. Very, very good. This football season will be different, and Pepsi is here to get you ready for game day. No matter how you watch this season, Pepsi is a refreshment you need to power through game day and become a member of the League of Football Watchers. You're going to watch games Thursday night. Last night's game was a Tuesday night game with the Baltimore Ravens and Lamar Jackson and company beating Dallas. How bad is Dallas? But you got your Pepsi with you, and that's all that matters. All right? These passionate fans are the real generational talent that Pepsi fuels, because Pepsi isn't made for those who play the game. It's made for those who watch it. Pepsi made for football watching. Coming up next, you're going to hear from Daryl Bevel. Don't forget tomorrow, right here on Locked On Lions on the Locked On Podcast Network, Peter Bukowski, host of the Locked On Packers podcast, will join me for the Thursday crossover. A lot of fun. Always love talking to Sweet Pete, Peter Bukowski, about the Green Bay Packers. We will do that coming up tomorrow, right here on Locked On Lions. All right, before we hear from Daryl Bevel, quick injury update. Kenny Golladay, Jeffrey Okuda, Tyrell Crosby not practicing today. Crosby, remember, left last weekend's game with an ankle injury. And right now, the right side of the Lions' offensive line, going up against Zadarius and Preston Smith and that group, Kenny Clark and the Packers, right now, the right side of the Lions' offensive line is Ode Abushi and Matt Nelson. I don't know what's going on with Joe Dahl, but that is the right side of the Lions' offensive line for right now, with the injuries, of course, to Halapulavati, Vaitai, and Tyrell Crosby, and we'll see about Crosby the rest of the week. Good news is that Daryl Bevel said today that DeAndre Swift will practice, so that is a plus and a positive for sure. Speaking of Daryl Bevel, today Daryl Bevel was asked about the whirlwind of the last couple of weeks and taking over a team on an interim basis and getting this opportunity to coach. and be a head coach, at least for these last 5 weeks. I want you to take a listen to this young man, or young man, he's probably older than me. I want you to take a listen to Darrell Bevell and what he had to say and how he made up for something that he said on Monday by having the awareness to kind of acknowledge something he said Monday and then expound upon it today. This courtesy of DetroitLions.com.
Yeah, you know, I think that's a great question. I mean, the first week was, it was definitely a whirlwind, kind of learning on the fly. But as I did take time Sunday night and Monday, you know, thinking about it, just first of all, I know I've said this before, but just how grateful I was to Coach Patricia and the opportunity that he gave me. It was no small task. I mean, obviously, I was sitting out for a year, and so it was a really huge deal for him to take that step to bring me in. And then, you know, I know that this coaching circle is really small and we have, it's a really interesting profession. So, you know, I know you guys asked me the other day if I had heard from him and, you know, if he texted me or called me and, this is something I really didn't expect from him, it's just such a hard time when you go through that transition and you're out of the game. The first thing you want to do is you want to get away from everything. You want to spend as much time with your family as you can. I know that from experience because I was in that exact same situation. So I just do want you to know that I have a great relationship with him. When all this is said and done, I have no doubts that we'll have great conversations and, we'll talk a lot about, all this time while we're here. I just can't be more appreciative and grateful for him for the opportunity that he gave me.
All right, there's Darrell Bevell again. On his own, deciding to go with the old, hey, by the way, guys, I know I told you Monday when you asked me about Matt Patricia and whether Matt Patricia texted me after we won on Sunday. Let me just clarify something, because Bevell was open and honest the other day and said, no, I did not. I did not. No, I did not was his line. And that's all he said. And he kind of left it open for interpretation. And many people ran with it on social media and said, oh, man, Patricia's such a dick. How could he not text Bevell and congratulate him? And Darrell wanted to go out of his way today to say, listen, Matt Patricia gave me this opportunity. I was out of football. He hired me to be the offensive coordinator. He's getting away from football now. He's with his family. He wanted to take a clean break away from this after getting fired. He's a great guy. We're going to talk soon. We're going to talk football down the road. What a class guy. He wasn't pressed upon it. He wasn't asked about it. He made sure to say on his own, hey, guys, I know you asked me Monday about this, but can I just clarify something about what I said about Matt Patricia and how much respect I have for the man? Like, I know that all of us, including me, are rooting for new blood in Allen Park. I don't think Darrell Bevell is going to keep his offensive coordinator job next year, nor do I think he's going to be the head coach. But what a good person. Seriously. Like, I know most fans don't care if a guy's a good guy or not. I used to work with Stoney, okay, Mike Stone, both at WDFN for many years in 97.1. And Stoney always used to preface things by saying, like, I think Phil Gardner, remember he had that famous line, Stoney, many years ago. He was at the home opener for Tigers, and he said, Monday morning, Phil Gardner should be gone. And everyone went, yeah, it was a great drop. We used to play all the time. But Stoney was always good at always saying, I like this guy, but, or good guy, but, or, you know, he's good to me, but. You know, Matt Millen called into Stoney Wojo all the time, was a super guy on the radio to those guys. But Matt Millen was the single worst general manager in sports history. But Stoney used to always say, preface stuff like, I really like Matt Millen, but I think he should be fired. I really like Phil Garner, but. And many fans would say, who cares if you like him or not? In this instance, I think it's okay here on Locked On Lions today to reference, you can't not root for a guy like Darrell Bevell. What a breath of fresh air. I don't know if he can be a head coach. I know as an offensive coordinator, Justin Rogers from the Detroit News was on our podcast yesterday, said it. He was probably a letter grade C offensive coordinator. Okay? Too conservative at times. Not letting Stafford cook, whatever. But man, what a good man. What a respectful, respectable guy to get out there today and say, hey, guys, by the way, I said something on Monday. Let me clarify something. Most coaches don't want to be asked about the past. Most coaches don't want to go back on anything that they said. This guy is an open book, big-hearted person. So whether you're rooting for them to tank, whether you're rooting for Daryl Bevel to lose so he doesn't get the job, you know, and we turn this into Bevel, Rod Wood, and Mike Disner, and it's Disner world, as I said before, the Lions cap guy. You got to just respect the fact that Bevel is just such a he's a class dude, man. You root for guys like that. All right, Daniel Jeremiah from NFL Network, and he's a former NFL scout, and he's does the Chargers games. He floated a name that teams are looking at to bring in as a possible head coach. I'm going to tell you why the answer for me is no, and we'll do that next right here on Locked On Lions. Oh, hope everybody's having a good day on Twitter today at Move the Sticks. Daniel Jeremiah from NFL Network does the Chargers, was a former scout, everything else. He tweeted out, quote, "One name I keep hearing over and over again for these NFL openings, Marvin Lewis. He's very well respected around the NFL and deserves another shot." Marvin Lewis was the head coach of the Cincinnati Bengals for 15 years. 15 years. Everyone else who's been coaching the Bengals since the Bengals came to the NFL is 56, 147, and 1. I don't know if that's since Marvin Lewis or it says everyone else, no winning seasons. Oh, Bengals coaches hired by Mike Brown. I'm sorry. Bengals coaches hired by Mike Brown, the owner. Mike Brown wasn't always the owner. When Sam Weich was there, et cetera. Sam Weich took the Bengals to the Super Bowl. But Marvin Lewis is 131, 122, and 3 in the regular season for Cincinnati. Everyone else hired by Mike Brown, 56, 147, and 1. Marvin Lewis won the division, the AFC North, 1, 2, 3, 4 times. Would the Detroit Lions look at hiring Marvin Lewis? Here's why I'm against it. And no, this is not a comparison because they're both African-American. But Marvin Lewis, to me, reminds me of Jim Caldwell. When we got rid of Jim Caldwell here in Detroit, when the Lions got rid of Jim Caldwell, it was because he couldn't win the big games. He couldn't win playoff games, couldn't win divisions. Marvin Lewis did win the division 4 times. Marvin Lewis's playoff record was 0-7. 0-7. Highly respected, liked by his players, lasted 15 years in the same place, 2003 to 2018. Only finished in last place twice, first place 4 times. That's pretty good. But I just don't think that's the answer here. Now, if I want Robert Saleh, and I've said I think he would be a tremendous candidate as a head coach, you know, the reason I think that I would go with Saleh is I think it's more of a fresh voice than Marvin Lewis. And I watched Marvin Lewis for years underachieve. He had some really good teams. I don't care that he's 62 years old. Age doesn't matter to me. Would I like to see the Lions go a little bit younger and a little bit more high energy? Robert Saleh brings so much energy and intensity to the sideline. And I think the Lions need that. He's a bit of a rah-rah guy. And I think that guys would rally around him. Did players like playing for Marvin Lewis? They did. They did. But Marvin Lewis never could get over the hump every big game. Every playoff game, wild card, they never, even when the Bengals won the division, they always played wild card weekend. They never, the one year they won 12 games, 2015, all right, they had to play wild card weekend because they were the 3 seed at 12-4, and they lost to the Steelers. So, you know, I'm not saying the next Lions head coach is definitely pegged to get the bye week, but I'm just not down with the Marvin Lewis suggestion. Should the Lions interview him? Sure. I think he should get a look, but I think the Lions could do better. I really do. If Doug Peterson becomes available, you have to interview him. He just won the Super Bowl a couple of years ago with the Eagles. You have to talk to Doug Peterson. Robert Saleh should be talked to. Has to be talked to. I look at a guy like Matt Campbell at Iowa State, and if Jim Harbaugh ends up staying at Michigan, the way Iowa State's offense is run, why not interview a college guy like Matt Campbell, who I think would be somebody that should get an opportunity? Brian Daboll in Buffalo has to be interviewed by the Lions. Did you watch Josh Allen and that Bills offense the other night against Robert Saleh's defense? So creative. Brian Daboll's been a very good offensive coordinator for years. Eric Bieniemy, same thing. Do I think Eric Bieniemy's a really good coordinator because he's got Patrick Mahomes? Yes. But do I think Eric Bieniemy's a good coordinator? Absolutely he is. I would hope the Lions would talk to all of those people. Marvin Lewis, reminds me a lot of Jim Caldwell. Although Jim Caldwell's been to a Super Bowl as a head coach. So there is that. Obviously, the Colts lost to the Saints. All right, that'll do it for Locked On Lions. Tomorrow, Thursday, we talk to Peter Bukowski. Thanks for listening. Talk to you tomorrow.